Welcome to Vegas Happy Hour. I am your host, Nicole Chavez, and we have an awesome guest joining us tonight. Before we introduce him, let's play the ad for his book, You Are Not Alone.
Introducing to you a new science fiction tale that will take you beyond dimensions you could ever imagine. Two boys, under challenging circumstances, meet at Stonebrook, a transitional care facility. During their encounter, Ryan Keller, the main character, comes to realize that his new friend, Liam Weaver, is not just any boy. He is from the dimension of light. Although it seems like Liam needs his help, Ryan soon finds that friendship brings him strength, inspiration, and new discoveries. Follow Ryan and Liam as they save the universe from complete destruction while overcoming their own dark forces. This exciting science fiction book, You Are Not Alone, can be found at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and Google Play. Come join me, the author, David Hershwitzky, on an adventure of a lifetime.
And now I have a very special guest with us here tonight. I cannot wait to talk to. We've talked about this all month long. It is David Hershwitzky. Welcome to the Vegas Happy Hour Show, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Nicole. It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. Well, I finally got a chance to read your book, which is really a big deal since I'm so super busy all the time. I have to say I really enjoyed it and wanted to know more about the backstory behind it. First, tell me a little bit more about what the book is about, what inspired you to write it?
Well, the book is about 12-year-old Ryan Keller, and he's always felt out of place. He is a troubled child who has spent the last couple of years in and out of psychiatric hospitals. Now he is at Stonebrook, a transitional care facility. One day, Ryan gets a new roommate in Liam. He is a mysterious boy with no recorded history. Ryan soon discovers that Liam is not from this dimension, let alone this world. Liam needs Ryan's help to become more human-like in order to remain hidden from the dark forces that are after him. The fate of the universe depends on Liam's survival. Through this experience, Ryan gains an unlikely friend. But how can he help Liam when he can't even help himself? One thing is for sure, though, Ryan is not alone.
Awesome. This is just so cool what you put together. It's unbelievable. And I have so much respect for all the authors out there. I know it's not easy to write a book. And for you to do it so creatively and with all your passion, I absolutely love it. So I'm hearing that it's an imaginative adventure about friendship and belonging. And you also touch on some social issues. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, it's actually a blend of fact and fiction. A lot of the book is based on my personal experiences in a transitional care facility, which I spent 8 months when I was 13 and 14. And I blended that with science fiction fantasy. And I just brought it together. It's an imaginative adventure, like you said. And I mix it with social issues such as bullying, homophobia, racism, domestic abuse, drug addiction, alcoholism. And there's several other topics that I touch on in this book.
Very, very cool. I love that, you know, you really get to know the characters and you kind of create a bond with them as you're reading the story. And you have found a way to turn your life story into an inspiration, which I have just so much respect and love for. And it's unbelievable that you were able to pull yourself out of a negative situation and turn it into a positive by helping other people and inspiring them with this book.
Yeah, definitely. That was one of the main goals for my book is, you know, to serve as an inspiration to others, not only with the character arcs featured in the book, but as well as my own personal story and what I've overcome in my life.
So if you want to go ahead and introduce for us this very first song and tell me why it is that you chose it.
The first song I'm introducing is Children of the Sun by Billy Thorpe, and it's a really cool sci-fi rock song, and I chose it because I feel like it fits in with the theme of the book, and when I discuss later where Liam's from, and it'll make more sense why I picked this song.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick blue name light to the ground.
Very, very cool song, and I think it really sets the tone for the book, so I'm really glad that you picked that one out. Now, can you tell me, David, a little bit more about your book? I want to talk about Ryan, the main character. Is this sort of inspiration based on your story? Is this kind of a reflection of you?
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan and I share a lot in common. We both have been in and out of psychiatric hospitals as children, and we were both in a transitional care facility. And a lot of Ryan's traits are very similar to my traits, like how he's misunderstood, how he's a little bit out there, how he has different interests, you know, that might not, you know, relate to other children his age. But at the same time, he's very compassionate, kind, and he does his best to help people when he can.
Very cool. And I love, what I love about that is that the main character, Ryan, you know, he's been through a lot and goes through a lot at an early age. And no matter what age you are, we all are dealing with quite a few obstacles and struggles in our life. And you really show us with the journey that he goes on in this book that, you know, there is a way to turn around, and it's so inspirational, and that it's not hopeless. And there's so many aspects of it that you throw in there. And I love the sci-fi, of course, you know, creativity that you added to it as well, because it makes the book even more exciting. So tell me a little bit more about Ryan. How is he? You told me how he's similar to you. How is he a little bit different?
He's a little bit different. He's a little quirkier than I am. You know, he's more of like, an exaggerated version of me, but, you know, yet, he's still very, realistic character, very relatable. We share so much in common, so trying to come up with ways that, he's different than me is, you know, a little bit
different. I do love that. I love that you were able to look back at your life and look back that far, to such an early age, and also be able to add that quirkiness and that characterization and those elements to Ryan. And, you know, you mentioned a lot about how basically the book is called You Are Not Alone. And it is so true. A lot of us do go through those struggles in life, and you really are not alone. Here is Michael Jackson.
Another day has gone, I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Someone tell me why. Did you have to go? Every day I see it as myself. How did I speak?
as many of you may know or may not know, I am a huge fan of Michael Jackson, and it's really a soulful song that he played there, or that he sang there. He talks about how his loved one never said goodbye, and that can be really hard to be treated that way, especially when you feel like there's a soul connection, and he wants the other person to know that he feels that no matter what. And I wanted to touch on this because we talked before on my show about the ability to love and how important it is to know that even if it's not reciprocated by the other person, that that ability should be so much respected, and that that's the most important thing that should come out of it. And it really takes a mature and real genuine kind of love to have commitment, faithfulness, and all of that good stuff to show that ability to love. So even though Michael's hurting in that song, which I can hear, he's definitely showing that ability, which I really, really love and enjoy. Now, moving back to the book, You Are Not Alone. David, I want to know a little bit more about your book, the character Liam. He's a supporting character in the book, right?
Yes, Liam is a boy who comes into Stonebrook, the mysterious boy with no recorded history. And who Liam actually is, which, you know, is sort of alluded to in chapter two, and you find out early on in the book, is he's a energy source from the dimension of light. Basically, he is a source of his dimension, which means that he is responsible for all the light in the universe and multiple other dimensions. And he's here on Earth in the dimension of physics to hide from the dark forces that are after him. And who he is, he's, you know, he works in the light dimension, just generating light. He doesn't really have emotions. He doesn't have the human attachments that we do. And he's just a really amazing entity, I want to call him. Even though he is posing as a boy, one of his powers is to generate a physical hologram, turn himself into a three-dimensional hologram, as well as being able to generate transparent holograms, very realistic-looking holograms, telekinesis, emitting light from his body. He has the ability to pretty much Xerox your mind, scan your memories, and then, you know, he could also play him out by generating holograms of your memories.
Wow. So he has quite the psychic abilities. And that's so, so interesting, because a lot of us have heard those alien stories where it's possible that there is life out there where, you know, maybe they're even visitors on this earth in human life form. So I'm really glad that you touched on that through this character. Fascinating. Very fascinating. And, you know, that really reminds me of the song Alien by Britney Spears. Here she is.
Yeah.
That was an awesome song by Britney Spears. And, you know, I think she's felt quite alone for a long time and kind of felt like she was an alien because of the feelings she was going through. And for that reason, as many of you may or may not know, she is performing at Planet Hollywood live. And she wanted to have that be one of her songs that she played, I guess, towards the beginning. That was the rumor, that was that she was going to throw that in the beginning of her set, but I'm not sure she's done that quite yet. It's an excellent song though, and I love it, and I wish she would. I would love to see a giant UFO bring her down. Very cool. You know, I've heard the possibility of people moving to Mars in the news recently. What do you think about that, David? Is that true?
I would put that in the false category. I've read into that story as well, and the company that was supposedly funding that mission, they don't really have very many credentials, so it's kind of odd.
Yeah, I guess they were looking for volunteers to commit their lives to going up there, and they said that they would provide them with all the nutrients and supplements and everything they needed to survive up there as part of an experience. And a lot of people supposedly volunteered for this to be a part of the legacy of what it takes to do research. So I don't know. You don't think we're far enough ahead in technology for that?
I think we could be. I mean, if you believe in the whole, you know, conspiracy theory thing. But I mean, as far as, you know, it just feels like this is more of a publicity stunt and, you know, a very genius one at that, because it's definitely gotten a lot of people talking. So it is good in the sense that, you know, it raises a possibility of one day going to Mars, and it's getting the topic out there. So it is benefiting people in some ways.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that completely. And I've always said that I am actually from the far side of the moon, and I believe that might actually be true, and that sometimes when I sleep I might go there and get some stuff done before I come back in this human form here as Nicole Chauvet on Earth. So definitely very, very possible. You never know, because you really are not alone. Now let's talk a little bit more about the supporting character in your book, Liam. You mentioned a lot of his powers before. I want to know more about how you told me it seems like they're all light-based. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, a lot of his powers are light-based, and as he explains in the book, his powers vary from dimension to dimension, but here in the dimension of physics, these are his powers, and, you know, like we discussed, they are light-based. Like, for example, basically Xeroxing someone's memories and, you know, playing out a photocopy or holograms, or, and his form of telekinesis, he basically manipulates a genetic code of light and, you know, turns it into a physical force. So, yeah, I thought that was really cool how I did that.
Let's talk about your psychic powers. Do you ever feel like you have any of that inside of you, or do you see it ever coming up and popping up in your life?
I believe psychic energy is kind of like, you know, like a, almost like a time split. Like, you know, like the book talks about multiple dimensions, and I believe that, you know, sometimes, like, you know, time splits and dimensions, like when we foresee something happening, you know, we see it in our head, and then it happens, you know, a week later or so, and but it's kind of already happened. It's just we haven't entered that part of the dimension yet, so to speak. It's really complicated.
So a lot of that sort of foreshadowing happening, you think that that's realistic? I definitely believe in that as well. I've had a lot of weird things happen to me lately. I'm also in the process of writing a book myself, and I have noticed that recently, that I have been writing a lot of things that have been coming true, which has really freaked me out. But I've realized, wow, you know, even though sometimes I'll have visions and things like that, I can't believe that sometimes it's now able to be translated on paper. And although I can't sort of control it, it happens, and it's so obvious that it happens. It's like, wow, I really have this ability, and hopefully someday I'll be able to hone that ability to be able to help better people, you know, help people better and do those things. And I've also noticed something really weird is that I personally, you know, when I have a lot of things happening around me, or I'm like really, really upset about something I'm so passionate about, a light bulb will pop. And it happened to me very recently. I was devastated by something that recently happened, and a light bulb popped, right? And that was a day after I said that happens to me once in a blue moon. And it does happen, and it happens also when I'm driving. I don't know if you've noticed anything like that in your life or...
Yeah, I mean, I've had similar situations. I haven't had any breaking light bulbs. That's very interesting, though. But I do believe that, like, you know, when you know, we're all made of energy. And like, you know, when we build up massive amounts of energy, like physical things can happen around us, whether we have control over it or not is unknown. But I do believe that there is something there. And, you know, it definitely could be related.
I think that has a lot to do with what we talk a lot on the show about being positive and surrounding yourself with positive light and positive people and thoughts and energy, because I do greatly believe in the law of attraction. And I think that whatever energy you put out there is what will be attracted to you in life. And that's a huge reason why it's important also to have values and be a really good person. And I talk a lot in my show about relationships. And I think especially that can be seen in the relationships you have with other people, having those values, because when you don't have those values, that negative energy will also come back to you in a form called karma. And karma can be a bitch, as we all know. And anyways, moving back to your book, I want to know more about this light dimension that Liam is all about. Can you tell me the difference between other dimensions and being from another planet?
Okay, so like I talked about, the dimension we're in, as the book explains, is a dimension of physics. So, you know, that includes the entire galaxies, like light years and light years of the universe. And basically what another dimension is, it's basically for example, like, let's say you may have a decision to make and you make one choice, but in another dimension you made a different choice and it's a completely different direction that you're going in. But the type of dimension Liam's from is an origin dimension, an elemental dimension, basically responsible for the elements that we perceive in our universe. So like, you know, for example, you look at fire, you look at water, like what makes that, you know, we have this, like, you know, the periodic table, you know, and to describe these elements, but is there more beyond that? So it's almost like a different angle or different perception. And that's the difference between dimensions and planets.
Interesting. You know, I did some dimensional studies myself. I was definitely really interested in where this came about. And to me, it seems like a lot of what we see and feel and hear and experience in this life is what we're capable of seeing, feeling, and all that stuff. And so as human beings, of course, that capability is limited. And of course, what we see is a reflection of light, and other beings or people might be able to see other kinds of reflections. Therefore, other things might be existing. And I know a lot of people who believe in ghosts or spirits or spirit guides might feel that energy in the same room with them at the same time that their physical being is there. So maybe that's perhaps a situation or an example of how those other dimensions can show up in our own. Very interesting. Well, given that, why don't you go ahead and introduce our next song and tell us how it relates to just that.
All right, the next song will be Starman by David Bowie. And you could consider Liam a starman because a star emits light and Liam is from the dimension of light.
Here it is. TV, we may pick him up on channel 2.
can see his light. If we can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa he'll get us locked up in fright.
Very cool song. Another great one picked out by you, our author, David Hershwitzky, the author of You Are Not Alone. Now, welcome back, everybody. I wanted to ask, David, I have a little bit of a question for you. I noticed there's a character that is not listed in your plot description on the back of the book, but she discovers Liam in chapter two. Can you tell me a little bit about her?
Yeah, her name's Debbie, and she's a nurse at Stonebrook, and I made her relatable character for, you know, adults and women. And her backstory is, you know, she grew up on a farm and sheltered life, didn't really know much, straight A student, wanted to become a nurse, you know, never rebelled until she got to college where, you know, she started going to parties, drinking, and then eventually it became a habit. And long story short, she ends up in an abusive relationship, which first starts out as a fairy tale romance, but quickly goes downhill. And it gets to the point where she hits rock bottom and wants to turn herself around and, you know, eventually going back home to live with her father and cleaning herself up. She gets work at Stonebrook, and the story of her discovering Liam, she's going into town one day, you know, a couple hours before work so she could get a new cell phone, which is kind of like a symbolic change of a new beginning since she had this.
I feel like that sometimes when I get a new purse.
Yeah. So it's like she had this phone, you know, when she was in the abusive relationship, when she was a struggling alcoholic. So, you know, symbolism for her. And on her way into town, that's when she discovers Liam, and the story really begins from there.
Well, that sounds like a very, very relatable experience. A young woman who is madly in love and then falls head over heels and suddenly things go wrong. And unfortunately, it affects her very, very deeply, probably because just like Michael Jackson, which we heard earlier, was not able to say goodbye to his loved one. She probably really, really showed that love and it was not reciprocated. So that's unfortunate. It can happen. And it's unfortunate that people can be like that and so heartbreaking and not genuine, because it can really affect, deeply affect other people in their lives. And I think that's really important in this lifetime for all of us to think about and consider as we interact with each other in any kind of situation or relationship, is how deeply we can affect one another by our actions, our thoughts, our words, and how we show love or not. I don't know. What do you think? You mentioned that a lot of what you saw in Debbie, you saw in me. Why is that?
Yeah, we've talked about your past and your situation, and you know, I think Debbie's a very relatable character. And not only that, but I remember you mentioning about how you worked in the mental health industry, so that's another relatability that you two share.
Oh, that is so true. Because I actually did. I ended up doing some mental health counseling for some high school students up in Elko, Nevada, where those high schoolers actually, their parents were into the mining industry, so they worked a couple weeks on, a couple weeks off, and a lot of them got into quite a bit of trouble because of that, unfortunately. But going through the counseling process, what's really amazing about it is it's a process of self-discovery. And it did change me as a counselor, as well as them, watching them, because I did not change them. Let me make that clear. And that's huge to understand in the counseling process, because everybody, you know, a lot of people look down on counseling and they think, hey, you know, what is this really about? Are they going to fix me? Can they fix me? And they expect the answers from the counselor, but that's not how it works. They are guides. They're guides to help you reflect your thoughts so that you can find the answers within yourself as you go through the goal setting process and hopefully find a more positive light or path. And I fortunately was able to watch a few youths, although they were young, completely 100%, I'm getting chills right now as I talk about it, change their lives around for the better despite the negative influences or the negative experiences that they had. And this truly did give me a clear view of how important it is to believe in people and believe in life. And that definitely changed my life as well. So thank you for bringing that up and putting that character in your book, because I do definitely relate to Debbie. I really do appreciate that. And you picked out the song E.T. by Katy Perry featuring Kanye West. Why is that?
I love this song. And yeah, once again, it's about extraterrestrial life forms. And I think it relates to Debbie because not only does the song discuss alien life forms, but it's also a metaphor for kind of unknown relationships, which Debbie eventually goes back into after losing faith and trust in men because of her abusive relationship before.
And it is important to be open and realize, unfortunately, negative experiences can happen, but fortunately on the other side, it helps us see and realize who those people in our lives were genuine and reconnect or connect with better people and see more clearly how to find those people. So here is E.T. by Katy Perry.
I got a dirty mind, I got filthy ways, I'm trying to pay my aid in your Milky Way. I'm a legend, I'm irreverent, I be so far Welcome to the danger zone, step into the fantasy. You are not invited to the other side of sanity. They calling me an alien, a big-headed astronaut. Maybe it's because your boy Yeezy get ass a lot.
You're so hypnotizing. Could you be the devil? Could you be an angel? Your touch magnetizing. You are in my eyes, and I'm
some dick. Tell me what's next, alien sex. I'ma disrobe you, then I'ma probe you. See, I abducted you, so I tell you what to do.
Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me.
And that was Katy Perry, who had quite the unbelievable performance this past Super Bowl, if any of you guys saw it. Very, very cool. Now, I want to know, what is your favorite quote from the book, David? Go ahead and read that for us.
All right, one of my favorite quotes from this book is in Chapter 9, and it's part of a paragraph. It's, "Perception was irrelevant to reality, and yet reality is based on individualistic perception." And what this means is, like, how we view things is how we view reality, but is it really reality? And it kind of explains the notion of the book about, you know, like, what other things are out there that we don't know about, and just because we don't know about them doesn't make them any less real.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
I mean, I know when I talk a lot about relationships, I talk a lot about that as well, how a lot of us want to think the best of other people, and it's unfortunately not necessarily what the reality is. But it's still, you know, what you also touch on in this book is how important it is to still dream. And despite what reality might be, to still have those positive thoughts, because if you can't reach for the stars or anything, or if you can't reach for the moon, you can't land among the stars, is basically what I was saying. Very, very cool. And I'm really glad that you touched on that as well. Now, I want to know a little bit about where can I find this book if I want to look for it, because our listeners are probably dying to read it.
Well, right now it's available online at barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and Google Play, and an assortment of other third-party book sites. All you have to do is just Google my name and the book title, and it should come up. Also, I have an upcoming book signing at Barnes & Noble.
And that is what? Is that true, that rumor that it's actually June 14th at an actual Barnes & Noble? You are the man.
Yeah.
How did you make this happen? That's awesome.
Well, I went the self-publishing route with this book, so a lot of it is a lot of self-promotion and me throwing my name out there. And so I've been working hard at it, and it was actually very simple. I discussed it with the manager down there, and she told me that they have a huge sci-fi following, and, you know,
awesome.
She'd love to have me there for a book signing, and went from there.
Very, very cool. I can't wait. So that's at 2191 North Rainbow Boulevard in Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89108. If anybody wants to go, what time is that on June 14th?
It'll be at 2 p.m.
2 p.m., guys. I can't wait to see you guys there, and you get to meet the author of You Are Not Alone, David Hershwitzky. And also, we have a very exciting contest we wanted to tell you all about. If somebody can go ahead and tell me, I want you to tell me the answer to this question, which if you heard, or you can go back through our archives at vegashappyhour.net and listen to the answer and tell me. If you can tell me the answer to this question, I'm going to send you a signed copy, hardback, of You Are Not Alone by David Hershwitzky. Very, very special gift. I want to know at least three of Liam's powers, and I'm going to give you a hint. We talked about it being light-based. I'm so excited, so excited. So I can't wait to find out who the winner of that is. If you want to give me the answer to that, you are going to have to email me at NicoleElizabethChauvet@gmail.com. That's NicoleElizabeth. C as in cat, H-A-U, V as in Victor, E-T at gmail.com. That is my full name. That is correct. Don't forget, we want to know Liam's at least three of his powers. And I'm going to introduce this next song. You know, we talked a little bit about dark energy, right?
Yeah, we did. And basically the reason why Liam's here on Earth is because, you know, the opposite of light, the dimension of dark, they want to destroy Liam, because if they destroy Liam, then all the light in the universe goes out, from stars, the sun, light bulbs, anything that produces light will be gone.
Oh, no. That means nothing can grow and nothing can live. So it sounds like the entire Earth's survival depends on Liam's survival as well.
Every dimension.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, the entire universe. I can't handle this. That's amazing. I love it. Absolutely love it. This is brilliant. Brilliant book, brilliant author. I am so excited for everybody else to read it and check it out. I don't want to say too much because there's so many awesome surprises about it. But I will go ahead and introduce our next song, exactly what you were just saying, No Light, No Light by Florence and the Machine. David Hershwitzky, the author of You Are Not Alone, for joining us tonight.
Thank you. It was a wonderful experience being here, Nicole. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. That's it for tonight's Vegas Happy Hour show. And what an exciting night. Don't forget to go to VegasHappyHour.net to hear this broadcast as well as our other archive shows. And of course, there you will find a link to my relationship blog, Venus and Mars in Alignment. which, if you would rather go to directly, you could just type in venusandmarsinalignment.blogspot.com. And don't forget to check out Amazon and go to that book signing again. It's June 14th at 2191 North Rainbow Boulevard. We want to be there 2 p.m. I will see you next Wednesday with another night. Don't you worry. Vegas Happy Hour is here to entertain and inspire you.
Views and opinions expressed on this program were those of the hosts and guests and did not necessarily reflect those of Vegas All Net Radio, its affiliates, or its parent.